Title: Pair of Board Decisions Significantly Limit Employers' Power to Act Unilaterally and Past Practice Defense. Content: On August 30, 2023, the National Labor Relations Board, the Board, released a pair of decisions, Went Corporation, 372 NLRB No. 135, 2023, and Technicap, LLC, 372 NLRB No. 136, 2023, overruling different aspects of the 2017 decision in Raytheon Network-Centric Systems, 365 NLRB No. 61, 2017. 1. According to the Board, it reaffirmed and preserved the long-standing principles of the defense of past practice that employers have utilized to escape a finding of a violation of 8(a)(5) of the National Labor Relations Act, the Act, when they have implemented unilateral changes to the terms and conditions of employment for employees who are represented by a union. Raytheon decision. In Raytheon, the Board held that prior to the execution of an initial contract of a newly represented workforce or during the contractual hiatus period after a contract had expired, employers could make discretionary unilateral changes to terms and conditions of employment, provided that such changes were consistent with past practice. The Board also found that an employer could unilaterally act after the expiration of a collective bargaining agreement if the employer relied on a past practice that was developed under a management rights clause in the agreement. Went and Technicap. The Board in both Went and Technicap overruled the test that was articulated in Raytheon that an employer may lawfully make unilateral changes in terms and conditions of employment, including those that are informed by discretion, so long as the changes are similar in kind and degree to the changes made in connection with the employer's past practice. Further, the Board overruled Raytheon to the extent that it was interpreted to allow an employer to rely on a past practice that either occurred before employee organizing or was based on a management rights clause that was contained in an expired collective bargaining agreement. In Went, the employer tried to utilize its past practice of layoffs before its employees organized to justify a set of layoffs following union certification and during bargaining for its initial agreement with the union. In finding that this reliance on a past practice was impermissible, the Board held that unilateral changes can only be made when both the employer has shown the conduct is consistent with a long-standing past practice and is not informed by a large measure of discretion. Undoing the Board's acceptance of employer unilateral discretionary changes in Raytheon. The Board also held that an employer may not defend a unilateral change in terms and conditions of employment that would otherwise violate Section 8(a)(5) of the Act by citing a past practice of such a change made before an employer had a statutory duty to bargain with the union. In Technicap, the employer attempted to justify changes to the length of employee shifts during negotiations for a successor agreement by relying on its past practice of altering employees' schedules pursuant to the management rights clause that existed in the previous collective bargaining agreement that had since expired. In rejecting this argument, the Board held that a past practice that existed pursuant to a right granted in a management rights clause does not survive expiration of the agreement containing such clause. Unilateral changes. Moving forward in the Went and Technicap decisions, the Board emphasized that a change that involves a large degree of managerial discretion cannot be justified based on a past practice argument. As a result of these decisions, it appears that, going forward, if an employer contemplates a unilateral change that involves discretion, the Board may take the position that the employer must bargain with the union concerning such anticipated change. The Board did not, however, articulate a test for determining what causes a change to have an appropriate amount of discretion versus a change that requires a large amount of discretion for which there is an obligation to bargain. Another important point taken from the decisions is the Board's focus on the collective bargaining processes and that an employer must refrain from unilateral changes during bargaining and cannot implement changes until the parties reach impasse on an entire agreement. The Board points out that it is not simply enough for an employer to offer to bargain over